at a time since 1988.
Boy, did a lot of people watch that last Republican debate. 4.7 million. 20 debates in all. What does it mean? Right at the top of the show, Bob Ney joins us from Talk Radio News. Bob, looking at everything that is encompassed so far, what's gone on for the last 8 months with the Republicans, did you check out what happened last night? Who do you think won that debate? From your point of view, this is a great question to ask you, because I was talking about this. Who do you think?
I personally knew three of them on stage out of the four, and I've met the fourth. I think Barack Obama won.
won. I love that.
Newt Gingrich technically won the debate. He seized an opportunity. Mitt Romney came in second. And Rick Santorum, I don't know what on earth happened to him yesterday. He must have had a bad day. Mitt Romney just took him around the stage like a puppet. But, you know, the main issue, what was missing was the economy. I mean, the economic questions were missing, the economic statements. Any good politician can take any question, Kate, that they ask and can turn it around and make a statement about the economy. That was missing, I think.
Yeah. Hey, one thing that happened earlier in the week, and I thought it was a stroke of brilliance, frankly, from the Democratic side of the aisle. I saw David Axelrod all over this. When Obama came out and talked about corporate tax, saying, okay, we're going to move this to 28%, and, hey, even 25% if you go green. Do you agree with me? Is this like taking a page out of the Republican playbook, at least on the corporate tax, because of the argument over more companies will come back to the U.S.?
Well, sure. You know, plus the Republicans balked in the beginning. They tried to explain why they were balking on it, because there's got to be offsets. People didn't understand that. The average person said, wow, wait a minute, what's going on? Do you want tax relief or not? The president seized the issue. And I think it was really, I want to say, Clinton-esque in the sense of, you know, taking an issue, getting out there, Axelrod got out front. And it was something, how are you going to argue the thing? You know, how do you start to smack the president around for this?
Yeah, you can't. That's why I said, yeah. It's, you look at this and there's been conversations about a brokered convention. I'm going to be in Tampa and I'm wondering, is this just a bunch of kind of planted nonsense and creates a little bit of the buzz? Because we haven't seen this since FDR, even though it almost happened a couple of times. Do you think really, Bob, there's a serious possibility of it?
I think there's a chance. And
really?
I believe that after Super Tuesday, Mitt Romney probably will win Michigan because Santorum's starting to drop. But Santorum had trouble in his own home state. He lost by 18 points. Where are they going to stand in here? You know, you've got the 10 states coming in. I don't think it's going to be decided. Ron Paul is probably in this, whether he has money or he doesn't. And he's a factor. So at the end of the day, yeah, Kate, I think there is. I'm not saying it's a 90% chance. I think there's a chance that they're going to walk in there, but it might be brokered, which would be a nightmare for the Republicans. Then you got Boehner in the true smoke-filled rooms with McConnell, and they're making some deals. So I don't know. I think there's a chance that it's going to be a very disruptive situation.
Yeah. If you were the head of the the RNC, what would you be doing now, Bob? What would you run around and try to make happen? Because I think there's I still feel like have this feeling. It's like to me that the Republicans are shooting themselves in the foot when I see all these signs, anybody but Mitt, and oh, he's the establishment guy. But you know, I'm looking at it from the media perspective. You were in the game, and you're right there in Washington, and you still have all the buddies. What do you think?
If I was head of the national committee, I would go to my base. We can't control the candidates, but I would go to my base, which would be the chairmen of the parties, and you know, I'd talk to them and say, look. You know, we got to get on some of the same game plan here. And those chairmen of the parties have a lot of control and a lot of power with the candidates. So I'd go to my base, you know, the chairmen in each individual state, and try to get somewhere on the same page, or at least have some type of comity instead of comedy. Have some type of comedy in the situation. I'm looking at it, and I hear Republicans say this privately. I don't hear the big dogs say it publicly. Well, if Barack Obama wins, you know, Mitt Romney's such a liberal, we can stay home, and after all, that will really destroy the Democrat Party in 4 years. That's not how you seek an office. That's not how you back a candidate.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you. When we see that in doing a talk show, and you know this, it's a hodgepodge of people calling from all over the country saying that they're sick of really Democrats and the Republicans, and what's the log jam in Washington. What are the realistic chances that we'd see a third party? Buddy Romer, who was the governor of Louisiana, decides, okay, well, I'm going to throw myself into this as a third party person. I mean, the chances of that, we know at this juncture, I don't see that happening. But in the future, how far away are we from maybe a third party?
I think if this continues as it is, which is, I can cast a lot of blame all over the place, both parties a bit. If it continues and things get worse economically, then I think there is a chance of a third-party candidate. We'll have to have some financial backing, but the frustration level will be so large. If you get a good candidate, I believe the two political parties that exist would have some trouble. I really do.
Yeah, I think so, too. You and I have talked about the money issue before and the big squeeze that's on in Washington. Your opinion on the super PACs, the PACs, and doing it that way?
Yeah, well, John McCain, in his foolishness, said he was taking money out of politics, which he didn't. He actually made some loopholes, in my opinion. You take a 527, whether it's Soros or Swift boats, to the right or the left, whatever. But some of these super PACs that are created allow wealthy individuals, maybe some are liberal, maybe some are conservative, I don't know, but they allow wealthy individuals to set the tone. To me, that's very scary. Something's got to be done within that realm. It's too much control.
Yeah, absolutely. Bob Nay, Talk Radio News, always fun to talk with you.
Thank you.
We'll see you down the line again.
We'll see you, Kate. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Thanks, Bob. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, coming up the rest of this hour, of course, we're going to mix it up some more politically. What's the fallout from the last debate, if there is any fallout? Because it was kind of bitter. We mentioned that last night a lot, the fact that there was a lot of blame game and actually some funny stuff. I said that Ron Paul saying that Rick Santorum was fake was probably one of the funniest moments. I thought it was funny anyway, and it was played all over the place afterwards. So not surprisingly, that was the perfect little sound bite. A lot of people were watching. It was the last one. Not just necessarily diehard Republicans, but the Democrats as well, because there's a thing called scouting, and they were scouting. And right there, you heard that conversation. Bob Nave thinks there's a possibility of the broker convention as well. How interesting would it be to watch that unfold in Tampa and to have a front row seat, which we will be there broadcasting from the Republican convention in August. And I think we're going to be at the Democratic convention as well, which is a completely different animal, as you know, since it's a march of a different sort. Brokered versus an incumbent running for the second time. It'll be fascinating to actually contrast the two, I think. Coming up in this hour, also on the menu, we've got a lot of the numbers that we're going to mix into besides the political numbers, a lot of the other numbers that we would mix into that we can count segment, and look at some of the odd things that happened on the day. I was checking out the police blotter, and you wouldn't believe some of the stories that I came across from See the Shining Sea, as it were. More reasons to hang around. Don't give us up for Lent, for goodness sake. In fact, I got 3 emails saying that for Lent they were going to listen to America Tonight more. Woohoo! Bravo! Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
So while the Republicans were going back and forth tit for tat the last 8-9 months, the president has just been sitting back at the White House watching what's unfolding, and his two campaign heroes, because they did such a great job last time around, David Axelrod and Robert Gibbs, are just waiting to pounce. They are waiting to pounce. And over and over and over again, the press has been asked, well, you know, are you paying attention to what's going on with the debates? Are you watching what's happening with the Republicans? And I read something today where the president said, and it's interesting, because if you were to roll back to maybe 4 months ago, I can remember seeing an interview with Diane Sawyer where Obama said, listen, if I'm a one-term president, I'm a one-term president, so be it. But today I saw an interesting headline and read a little bit more into the story, because he's getting badgered by the people who cover the White House. In other words, it's their beat. They're there. They're every day listening to Jay Carney and bombarding him with all the questions of on the day of whatever it is, whether it's Syria, immigration in Arizona, whatever happens to be the hot topic, the thing that is just sizzling in the pan. So besides those questions, it's about, does the president feel confident? Does he think he's going to win again? Is he a two-term president? What are his biggest challenges? And so what now, certainly behind the scenes, is being tossed around is, of course, he's laughing. He doesn't think any of the four, anyway, on the stage are a real big threat. And when he keeps getting pressed about it, when he keeps getting pressed, he says, listen, I feel pretty confident that I've got another 5 years coming up. So why do you keep asking me about immigration reform? He did a radio interview on Univision with one of the lead anchors and said, this is, you know, I'm just telling you, this is another thing I'm going to tackle, but I can't take on major change right now. So this is, of course, when you're in a Latino area like Miami, which he was, you got to play to that crowd. And the Hispanic vote is an important one for this next election cycle. Hispanic independence, huge. Not that they weren't last time around, but even bigger if you're watching the what the numbers show from the census. The numbers have jumped again and again and again and again when it comes to Spanish speakers in the United States. So he says, I've got another 5 years coming up. I'm going to work on immigration reform. That's one of the next items on the agenda. What do you think? Do you think that the president should be a little shaky? Does he? Could it be a Carter moment for him? Any way that this president doesn't get reelected? I don't care if you're a diehard Republican. I'm asking you just to handicap it for me, not what we were talking about, what you don't like. I get that. And I'm not talking about name-calling. I'm not talking about, oh, yeah, I hate this guy. I don't think he's done anything. I'm just saying, what does your gut really, really tell you about the upcoming election? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I bring this up because earlier in the week, excuse me, I talked about the fact that I had these conversations with, and I purposely took four. I wanted an even number. I had a conversation with two Democratic strategists, pretty high on the chain, two Republican strategists, pretty high on the chain. And in fact, one of them, we had a third one we had on the show, Candy Stroud, who ran Obama's campaign and ran a lot of the Democratic conventions, and is going to be back again doing that, as to what they think is really going on and what's happening, and is there a big concern by what they're seeing with the Republicans that are out there now running, Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul, Rick Santorum, because Rick Santorum is the guy that is being thrown up so much. He's the one that's popping up in the polls in Michigan and Arizona and some of the states, the other states, for Super Tuesday, too, because that's where a lot of those delegates are lying in wait. And we had a kind of a split decision. Even with Candy Stroud, she said, remember, when Reagan swooped in, Democrats felt pretty confident. They weren't so concerned about Ronald Reagan, and look what happened there. In other words, hedging their bets, worried to say, you can't necessarily go all the way down on that plank and dive into the water, the Kool-Aid, and say, this is it, we bagged this puppy, because really, how is anybody going to, how's anybody going to beat the president? So the president has tried with small pieces, he says, with immigration, like pushing for the DREAM Act. And that proposal, we all know, is about the kids, right? Anchor babies, kids of illegal immigrants that go to college, though, specifically. And that didn't pass Congress, and it's not looking good either. You got a lot of Democrats that would hammer the sucker down, too. So he says he's been able to do some, little initiatives, border initiatives, and he's got a program that keeps families together while they're applying to stay in the U.S., but that things are being held up, and if he gets those 5 years, that's when things will really change. You know, the second-term president, when you get in the second term, sure, it's easy to say when you're running, I got all these things I want to do. But what's interesting is the pressure is really off, actually. It's at the tail end, it's more about legacy, because you're leaving. It's not lame duck, but as you get closer to the end, it's more about legacy, because it's that ego thing of what are you leaving behind when you leave Washington? What's the scorecard? How is history going to receive you? Forget about the labels. And this, I think this has been a really rough time. The last, I'm going to say the last 6 years. Even if we just wanted to say in 2008 when the financial bomb went off and really took out a lot of people, took them out enough that they had to continue working because all that money once again was washed away that was invested in 401ks from a lot of companies that just withered on the vine and died because of what happened financially because of the big bank bailouts. And I think that moving ahead in the latter part of 2013 and 2014, there is some serious things coming down the pike. I mean, we're already almost into March. We have the Supreme Court hearing the oral arguments on the individual health mandate. We have people screaming right and left that this health care just isn't working out for them with the premiums being jacked up in some cases to the tune of, you know, thousands more a year that they simply can't afford. So watching this unfold has been really interesting to me, and hearing the president say to a Hispanic crowd, listen, immigration reform is next. Give me those 5 years and you're going to get what you want. I am going to make the Dream Act happen. More than that, I'm going to come up with a path to citizenship. I'm going to push for this to happen. If I get that chance, if I get the chance for another 4 years, another term. Here was another interesting thing that I happened to catch. He said in the interview with Univision that he didn't follow through on a promise for immigration when he was pushed. Why didn't he follow through this? He said he wouldn't have broken his promise, that he tried, but that, you know, we live in a democracy and he's not a monarch. He's not the king. He's the president, because they were really pushing him on, you promised this and you promised that and you did not deliver. You did not deliver on your promise to help people in this country who are here illegally. So what do you think? Obama, will he be defeated in November? And is he wrong when he says, I'm going to get another 5 years, and you wait and see. You wait and see what happens. He cuts entitlements. He gets a big axe out. Then I'd say he's pretty secure in those 5 years. I mean, if that deficit was suddenly cut in half and gas went down to $2, I would guarantee it. All right, we're spitballing. It's Free for All Friday. Whatever's on your mind, wide open, 800-259-5791. Hang with us.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the door sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Time to reach for that second cup of coffee. Come on, you third shifters. This is nothing. You're not even deep into it yet. Kate Delaney broadcasting from New Jersey with some Wawa coffee. The best thing people talk about, they talk about cheesesteaks, and it's pretty good, and hoagies and the whatnot. But to me, it's about the Wawa coffee. I don't know. At the satellite facility for this show, I can't seem to get a very good cup of coffee. They've got Dunkin' Donuts, but by the time I end up at a Dunkin' Donuts just to get the coffee, they've burned it. You know when the coffee's sitting there too long? And that's just not good coffee. But this coffee, this Wawa coffee, if you're looking at me right now on AmericaTonight.net, you can see me. I'm actually holding it up. They're not paying me to do this, although they should, because I probably am their biggest fan. All right, this is a segment I like to call Odds and Ends. We like to mix it up, like I said, free-for-all Friday. If you want to throw in your two cents on Obama, will he be there in November? He says he feels pretty confident. He told a popular Latino host that the reason he hasn't tackled immigration is because he's really got 5 years. And when he says five, it's not fuzzy math. I guess he's including this year, because that'll be part of what's talked about on the campaign trail. 800-259-5791, or you can hit me up at americatonight.net. Just send me an email, or even chat, the miracle of chat. You can do it that way. And, boy, it's an active, great crowd. Jack from Down Under, howdy, Jack. He says 5 years, question mark. I thought a term was 4 years, or is this like the 60 U.S. state thing? we can't count in the United States. We can't. That's just the way it is. And somebody actually answered that question, because really it's another, he's finishing up this year, if you think about it. And how about this? Here's one from Mad Chef, who says, my gut tells me that if we get another term of Obamanomics with no threat of re-election, that his extremist agenda will be tripled, if not quadrupled. And I think that if we are to save ourselves, he'll need to be impeached and removed from office for extra constitutional actions. Boy, I got to tell you, Mad Chef, I am pretty confident that this guy is not getting impeached. I feel so confident, I will tell you, that I would walk naked to New Jersey if that happened. That's not happening. However, you obviously do not like what's happening under his administration. So then you've got, you also have, let's see, KK3, I'm going to just say, for the sake of radio. You know, when you do a chat, you always, it's always about the handle. It's like the truckers, that how it used to be with the CB handles. And now you got your chat handles and, you know, various other things that you use, shorthand, I'll call it. And so I was talking about the misconceptions of what affordable health care is, the bill that became a law. Now people are stunned sometimes when they get bills or they don't understand what's happening. And that's why we had some of that controversy, obviously, over contraception. And KK says, the medical scam that has been perpetrated upon the U.S. is the tip of the iceberg. Ellie says, very true. So not any fans, not any takers yet for the president. It's usually pretty much a mixed bag here. And even Jack shoots back, and I'll give you this one last one. Are they loving this airtime on chat? He says, I agree that Republicans have been spineless. But as MLK said, I have a dream. I have a dream that conservatives will regain sanity in D.C. I'll tell you what my dream is. I think we're in need of a good, solid option. We're in need of something to really shake things up. We're in need of a third party. At the top of the show, I asked Bob Ney that intentionally because I wanted to see, you know, what his take is. And I've trotted that one out in a few different places. And, you know, whether I'm talking to the most conservative person or the most liberal person, there seems to be a lot of conversation that's serious, not just throwing things out because of the frustrations, but serious over the possibility of a third party. Rick Santorum, you think he'd be part of that third party? Santorum flying high because some people thought he won the debate. We briefly touched on who do you think won the debate, because this is the last one, and some people thought Romney did. Some people thought Santorum did. Santorum, to me, stumbled a bunch of times when he could have easily pounced. He didn't do it. And Mitt Romney was just the typical, I think he was just the vanilla Mitt Romney that he is. What was different or new, or did he go for the jugular? I don't think so. If there's anything happening in these debates, and now finally this last one, it's now the dynamic between Romney and Santorum. Here's Romney with his swing at Santorum.
He talked about this as being taking one for the team. I wonder which team he was taking it for. All right. My team is the American people.
So there were a lot of moments like that. And Santorum, we've already gone over this ground, but earmarks, earmarks, earmarks. They nailed him on earmarks and the raising the debt ceiling, although raising the debt ceiling is something that happened over and over and over again, and nobody even blinked. Now it is huge. And why is it huge? It's huge because of what the deficit, where we find ourselves on the doorstep of 16, 17, who knows, 18 trillion. I wonder, honestly, in my lifetime, will I ever open a microphone somewhere where I am talking about 20 trillion in a deficit? Oh, I hope not. I hope I'm wrong, but I fear that we'll see that double digit, and I can't even imagine how you dig out of that. You know, we always make the analogies of the credit cards, and for good reason, because it's easy to wrap your brain around that. You understand when you get in deep trouble with the credit cards how tough it is to bail out of that because of the interest rates that are slapped on you and just trying to get out of it, trying to keep digging, paying it off. And it's easy to take that line of credit, especially if it's good, especially if your credit's good. because you think you're going to make it up. And that's the game that we're playing. It's so dangerous. Well, don't worry. We need this now, so we'll get it, but we'll make it up. Because we're gonna get tons of money rolling in here. We got this program. We're gonna charge these fees. And then it doesn't happen. And see, that's the thing. It's charging more fees. It's taxing more people. That's the thing. That's the thing that we cannot have happen. Because the Oscars are this weekend on the left coast, I thought it'd be fun as we moved along throughout the show to let you hear little clips of movies that made a big splash last year, whether they did it at the box office or whether they were just a kind of a sleeper hit that was critically acclaimed. Bridesmaid was written in part by Kristen Wiig, and she's so funny. She's on Saturday Night Live, and what a sense of humor, and she's popped up in all kinds of movies with cameos and whatnot. And she actually wrote this movie. Here's a snippet of Bridesmaids.
No carry-on, huh?
No.
Yeah, I noticed. I know she didn't put anything in the overhead bin either. And I get it. I want you to know, protect and serve, air marshal style.
What?
I don't want to infringe on your privacy, man. I just, I really appreciate what you do for this country. And I respect the hell out of you.
That's great. Not an air marshal. I'm going to take a nap.
Awesome.
That's Melissa McCarthy, and she's on Mike and Molly, which is a television show, but she's also up for an Oscar for her role in that movie that now is well over $100 million, and I don't really think that they expected, I don't know that they didn't expect it to do decent, but I don't think that they expected that this movie was going to be such a big hit, which just showed really that women can be as crude as men, because it was very much like The Hangover in a sense. You know, The Hangover 1, The Hangover 2, and all sorts of crazy things that happened to those guys. It was similar with the women if you didn't see it. And it just resonated, struck a chord for sure. Somewhere across America, a lot of people went to see it. And, you know, I saw it, and frankly, there were some pretty funny moments in it. That's just one of the Oscar pictures, and Melissa McCarthy with the big buzz over whether or not, because that's the tough thing. We all like to laugh. We want to go to comedies, but yet they don't usually. It's really hard for them to get Best Picture or, you know, Best Actress, because the focus is more on the dramatic or when somebody completely changes their looks. If you tweak your looks, you're almost destined. If the performance is decent, you're almost destined to get an Oscar. You think of Meryl Streep doing that, which that could bode well for her with The Iron Lady. You think of Charlize Theron when she was in Monster and how she changed so dramatically her looks. So it might be tough for Bridesmaids to break through that clutter. They're sort of like the second level of the Republicans, the ones that fell off the map. The Herman Cains of the world, the Michelle Bachmans, they're on that second shelf. They're not, you know, they're not there on the top shelf because of the other pictures, frankly, that I think they'll have a tough time hurdling. Hey, coming up next on America Tonight, you know, we're always looking forward. I said it's about the numbers, and it definitely is. So we're going to look at a bunch of numbers, including the Republican debate, what happened there. Huge numbers, some of the best numbers, period. John King has to love that because he doesn't care if they want to take swings at him. It's about the ratings, baby. When you're in this business, you're in the business for ratings. It's show business with a different twist. So CNN actually benefits because it's almost 5 million. That's the amount of people that watched the debate. That's just one nugget we have for you. Hang around. We got a whole bunch more.
Will I have garlic breath? after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Everybody's whining about gas, so if I'm running for president, I'm going to promise you that you are only going to pay $2 or $2.50 if you elect me. Newt Gingrich, that's what he's doing. He's unveiling a plan for exactly that, a way to kickstart his campaign to make the comeback. So what he's done is he has purchased 30-minute blocks of time in some big markets between now and Super Tuesday, which is March 6th. To air his thoughts on the subject of lowering gasoline prices, creating a bunch of gigs, jobs, in other words, and coming up with energy independence. His plan is for $2.50. He says he has a bold plan that will work. It will work. He better hope so, because he's on his last legs, spending every dime trying to figure out a way to get elected. All right, so there's your big number, 250. Here's one. Seven states are suing to stop Obama birth control, that whole coverage flap, you know, that rule, actually. So seven states banded together, attorney general saying, we're not doing it. I can imagine that this may end up being a heavily challenged thing, too. First, you have the individual health mandate. That's coming up at the end of March with 3 days of an unprecedented oral argument, the people in the robes. And now this challenge, and I don't know how far it's going to go, but this challenge that includes Florida, Michigan, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Texas, Nebraska started the thing. That's where it was initially filed, saying that the new rule violates the First Amendment rights of groups that object to the use of contraceptives. So seven of them are asking that a federal judge block that mandate that requires birth control coverage for employees of religious-affiliated schools, hospitals, anything that's dipped in Christianity, basically, where people work there. That's what they're referring to. And you heard the states that I mentioned. So this could be one of those, another one that goes up the flagpole and ends up at the Supreme Court. So it's significant because of what's happening with the individual mandate and the constitutionality of it. So we may have a repeat performance. And the hits just keep on coming. We dug and we dug and we found that, how did that get by us? We didn't realize that was there. I mean, this has been one of the strangest stories in the last 2.5 weeks. And the different ways it's been manipulated has been very, crazy. One of the craziest things I think I've seen, whether you're on MSNBC, flipping around CNN or Fox, the twists over the contraceptions is absolutely incredible. The insurance company's going to have to pay now because the president flopped back on that and he just said, okay, listen, let's come up with something that's compromised. But the insurance companies don't want to do that. They just want, they just want the coverage to be pushed out, and that's it. Here's the coverage. Here's what it covers, and that's what we're going with. Let's talk about the polls for a minute. I'm all into the polls. You know that. So the new Gallup poll has Rick Santorum actually beating, or leading, I should say, Mitt Romney. The actual numbers, 35-27, for what that's worth. And if I dig a little bit deeper on that poll, Gallup does the rolling polls every day. So I think it's if you're going to watch a poll, Gallup is the one to watch, because you could go back and pick any day, look what was happening, and see what the average was. And Santorum's been getting a lot of headlines, so I don't think it's necessarily strange that he would move up in the polls. But the poll says that Santorum getting that number is with voters nationwide, compared with 27 for Romney, 15 for Newt Gingrich, by the way, and 10% for Ron Paul. Ron Paul's like the forgotten guy. He was like the one-line wonder in Arizona, though. His jabs, I mean, he landed his jabs. But what kind of an effect can he have on this election? Because there's no way he gets elected president. No way. Listen, I think he has some brilliant ideas. I think that he has carried around those ideas that other people are now stealing from him and suggesting that they came up with this on their own. And that's why 15, 20 years ago, he gets the stamp of the kook. But he's not a kook. He makes some very good points when it comes to constitutional issues, when it comes to rights. If you didn't have someone like Ron Paul out there fighting for certain rights, then we'd all be ostriches with our heads buried in the sand and just let whatever happens, happens. I mean, you have to be vigilant about, I think, rights, because you don't want them taken away. Somebody fought hard to get certain things into the Constitution that, frankly, we all enjoy. If we go back to the very, very beginning of the formation, even, if we wanted to, of this country, you have to ask yourself, what was it about? It was about freedom. It was about individual choices. It was about, what was it, pursuing happiness. And we got to pursue happiness because we got away from the crazy puritanical ways of England at the time. And this isn't a history lecture, but now where are we? I mean, where are we as a nation? That's the reason our government is set up the way it is. We have the three branches so that they can check each other off. So you've got the executive, the legislative, the judicial. And I love the fact that it's being challenged. I do, because I think that's what keeps you honest. I think that's what gets you on the road to thinking about what you want ultimately for the future of this country, for the people that are coming, bringing up the rear, for the people marching behind. And therefore, even if I don't necessarily always agree with some of the freedoms that we have, I would rather have them maybe tweak them a little bit or have a conversation about it than completely giving them over, handing them over. That's a slippery, slippery, slippery slope. And you might be hearing me and saying, well, who cares? I mean, what is she talking about? I don't care. I don't care about that. It's like the contraceptive issue or the individual health mandate. But you do care. You do care about too much government. Because if you let that happen, if you let that creep into life more, into American life, we will be looking over our shoulders saying, wow, how did we let that one slip? How did we let that one get away? We should have done that. We shouldn't have done it. That's why that blood was shed. That's what it was all about. Setting up those documents that pretty much do hold up. They hold up. All right, I saved the best for last. Debate number 20. Was it bitter? Was it personal? Who won? Forget all those questions. Let's just simply talk about the number. 4.7 million people. That's as specific number as I can get. 4.7 million watched the debate. So, knowing it was the finale, maybe that played into it for some people. The fact that there hadn't been any of this reality TV going for a couple of weeks, I think made people interested too, because you had some things happening that in the news that people wanted to talk about, like the gas prices. So the final one, taking in those huge numbers, it actually sounds, when you look from, you know, what was the biggest debate to the smaller debate? This was the least watched debate since CNN's November 22nd contest, which drew 3.6 million total. And it's not these are not the final hardcore numbers, but pretty close to it. 4.7. But CNN did win the time slot 8 to 10, and like I said, I thought 4.7 was a pretty huge number. But you go back to the beginning of the debates, and they were just a little bit more. Any thoughts on the show, shoot them to me, americatonight.net.